This is Davinston.
Oh, we're back. We are back. All right, we do this about once a year. Name that orgasm. We're doing this for Russ.
Yay!
Russ is
finally, after 7 years of waiting.
That's a long time holding it in.
Yes, it is.
Are blue.
He's going to explode.
Funny. We're all sitting,
yes.
I'm about to play orgasms. I think so.
I'm talking about blue balls. I think we're all. I know.
I'm going to explain the rules. They're very simple. I'm going to play a bunch of I'm going to give you a list of countries.
Okay.
Two of those countries aren't even going to be involved.
Okay.
So I'm giving you a couple dummy ones that aren't even on there. You're not going to know what they are.
I figure those out as we go along.
Yes. I am going to play an orgasm. You must guess what you think it is.
From that country.
Right. I will give the countries. Yes, okay. Now, if somebody guesses the country correctly, that country comes off the board. I will not tell you if you've guessed it and it's already been there. That's up on you. Pip will keep score. Everything.
Yes.
But that country comes off. If nobody guesses, then the country stays on the board. And I will tell you guys at the end what country that was. I'm going, Joe, can you hand me a pen, please?
Yeah, we're a premium.
There you go.
You got it. Well, normally I'm handing out pens. All right. So first I will play. I had to see if we even had this bumper. And it's a good bumper, Joe. I like this bumper. So first I'll play the bumper. And then we'll play the game. Sound good?
There you go.
I like it.
And I'll look. Because I'm not in the right place.
How many different countries?
There's gonna be 12 different countries.
12, okay.
And 10 are actually gonna be in play. Got it?
Yep.
All right. Where the fuck is it? There we go.
Language.
So good, you did it. We did it twice. Hmm. Name that orgasm. All right, here we go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
That is some fine production there, Joe.
I need a cigarette, Joe. Thanks.
You really outdid yourself with that one. Classic Bugatti. Now, I don't know if Trucker Tom is still in the chat. If he's there, he's the defending champion.
Okay. Yes. You mentioned it.
Now, Tom even won the homosexual name that orgasm when Pip came up with it and we had to listen to a bunch of men.
Yes.
And Tom does not want to defend that title.
And I had to watch a bunch of men. That was not my
finest. Yeah, that's a plaque
moment.
He doesn't put in the mantle. Yeah.
Not on the resume? But this, I think Tom is happy to defend this title. Yeah. So if he's around, if he's avoided the meteor.
He seems to have made his way past that cosmic event.
All right, so these are the countries that will be in play this evening, kids.
Okay.
We will have, let's see, we will have Denmark. We will have Italy. We will have Australia. We will have the Philippines. We will have Korea.
Hang on a second. I can't write that fast.
Where was the last one?
The Philippines.
Yeah, after that one.
Okay.
Australia.
Okay.
Korea.
Okay.
Japan. And letting Pippa.
Yep.
Britain. India. Colombia. Israel. Norway. So, Pip, you can read those back to me.
Oh, hell. I missed one. Denmark, Italy, Australia, Philippines, Korea, Japan, Britain, India, Colombia, Israel, Norway.
You missed Mexico, dear.
Okay.
See.
All right.
Show off.
No Sotros.
So, so does everybody have those?
Yeah.
All right. So now, Pip, do we have anybody in the chat who wants to play?
Let's see. I want to see anybody want to play.
And now two of these are dummies.
Well, we're all dummies, but yeah. Yes. Two of these are
so ten are legit and two are bogus.
Oh, Joe's girl wants to play.
That a girl. That a girl.
Yeah, good girl.
One day we'll get her sample, right, Joe?
Sample? Oh, God.
Really? I didn't think that was some high-end comedy right there.
Well, for some reason, I went all forensic, and I was like, I don't know.
Ew!
I did not know which way you were going with that. I know. I was scared, too.
Oh, good Lord. I wouldn't ask anybody for a sample. It's a woman, not a thigh.
Oh, my God.
Right. You were talking about the thigh thing the other day.
Were you? How does that come up in conversation?
I don't even
want
to know.
Where do you come from? I know where I come to. Is Trucker Tom's not playing?
Well, he's probably looking up all kinds of meteor interesting things because the meteor.
How big was this meteor?
Apparently it was big enough that it was. They're showing some videos on the internet now of people's security cams at their houses, and they show the flyby, but they haven't come up with the actual meteor.
I wonder if the president will talk about this. Well, he won Michigan. He won Michigan.
He won Michigan, so he'll do it.
Yeah, he'll do it. He'll do it. But it's
four people in Michigan.
I don't. Yeah, so he might not do it.
Their lives tonight.
They might not. Now, if it happened in fucking Mar-a-Lago, front page news.
California's a shithole nation, but we bleed for Michigan.
Yeah.
Mar-a-Lago. Gotta go to a new sod. Gotta get more sod.
Leave sod about out of this. All right. Are you guys ready for your first orgasm?
Yeah.
Everybody ready?
Yeah.
All right. Name that orgasm.
Wow. I think that I am going to go with Denmark.
Denmark. Joe.
Korea.
Korea.
Yeah, that's definitely a white chick.
Racist.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
She sounds like a nail lady. That's why I picked Korea.
How many nail ladies have you made come?
I'm a man. I've traveled the world. Sure. I'm a man of the world.
He has beautiful nail beds.
You're not that good of a tipper.
He just gave her the tip.
Funny.
All right, Russ.
I'm going to go with Britain.
Britain.
Yeah.
Pip, why Denmark? That's a very odd one.
You know what? I was just trying to listen to the accent, but it's hard when people are distracted by the fireworks in their head. They're not exactly like always giving the exact sound that you think goes with that nationality. There was just something about the way she was going. At first, I was thinking it was something Asian. Mm-hmm. And then then there was something a word or something. I don't know what, but
you're very wordy tonight.
I am. I guess so.
Oh, there was, she's got words and she's going to use them all.
Well, Joe's girl thinks that was Filipino.
Oh, it's interesting that Joe and Joe's girl both go sort of Asian-y with this.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I expect something more.
I guess they hear orgasms with the same ear.
We're
it's very
Asian.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's the Asian rim on this.
Not my experience.
Oh.
Keep swinging, pal.
Ba-dum-bum.
Well, Pip, Denmark.
Really?
Holy, really?
Da-da,
yes.
Da-da.
Wow.
Pip, right. Very impressive.
Thank you.
All right.
Good for you. Yeah. I told you it was a white chick.
you have that, Russ. You have that. All right. Okay. We'll, our next orgasm. Joe, name that orgasm.
I'm going for Britain.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why?
It just sounds a little. She sounds a little polished in her coming.
He's gonna leave a little polish in her coming. Russ.
I got this whole Zen vibe to just echo Joe's sentiments, but I'm voting India.
India.
Different. Yeah, I got a whole. Yeah, this is Zen. I'm in control of my orgasm kind of thing going on.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Are you now?
Yeah.
What is that, tantric? Is that where you got a little tantric sex?
Tantric, there you go.
Settle down there, Sting.
Funny.
Pip?
I don't know. I think I'm going with Italy.
Really?
No, yeah, I have no idea why.
Why? Did you hear a meatball?
No, I didn't, but...
yeah, meatball.
I have no idea why.
Okay. And what do we got there from Joe's girl there?
She's got Korea.
She's really Asian-y tonight.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, boy.
Right,
I'll tell you what, Pip. You have quite the ear.
Get out.
What?
Serious?
That was an Italian chick?
That was an Italian chick.
Mama mia. No,
you should know, Russ.
I know. Not from the neighborhood I grew up in.
Wow.
Look at Pip, 2-0. Very impressive.
She won already.
Well, I'll tell you, she knows her women coming.
And I wasn't even in a sorority.
Oh, dude.
All right, let's go.
Hear a little ball slap on that one.
Really? You're used to that sound, are you?
Yeah, but he means with the hand. Slapping.
Russ, name that orgasm.
That's probably a Japanese girl. Yeah, I go with Japanese.
Why?
I don't know. I just got this whole Asian thing going on with that one. Yeah.
Have you met Joe's girl?
Personal experiences.
Somebody wants takeout.
Oh, wow.
Pip.
Sushi for dinner.
I'm actually feeling the Asian vibe this time. I'm here in Korea.
You're here in Korea.
I'm going Japanese. I really think so.
Did you really just do that?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, Japan.
Anybody younger than 35 had
no idea. No clue. No clue. Because we're old. We're old cultures.
What does Joe's girl have to say?
She's saying Australia.
Australia.
Mm.
Nobody got that one.
Oh, nah. Darn it.
Where was she?
I'm not going to tell you now.
Oh, you
can't. It goes in a bonus round.
Yeah.
Or the boner round.
If there's a tie or something, I can double back to
okay.
It. My favorite part of that was watching Russell's face. Like, oh, I understand. I get this. Of course. Joe, name that orgasm.
I'm going with Japan again.
Are you?
Yeah.
Pip?
Japan, Korea, Philippines.
You got to pick one.
I know. I'm going to live dangerously. I'm going to go with Philippines.
Philippines. All right. And
Joe's girl went Japan.
Japan.
Wow.
Yeah. Yay.
I threw in one easy one there for you.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the rebel and go Philippines.
At one point I was going to say, one of the choices isn't cat. I heard a cat in there.
You're a racist
finish.
Bitch.
That was a very strong finish.
I heard a cat in there.
You hear a cat in everything. If anybody knows what a cat sounds like coming, it's you. Come here, cat. It's time for bed.
I don't look and tell.
Who do you think gave AIDS cat AIDS? Stupid boy.
Sorry.
All right, so what's the tally so far?
Okay. Well, Joe got one.
Yay.
I have three.
Yeah.
Russ, goose egg. And Joe's girl has one.
What do you think of the game so far, Russ?
I love it. It's fun.
Is this everything you hoped
yes,
it would be?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and more.
Is the wife still listening?
Depends what kind of hour it is and if the kids want to go to bed because they have a snow day tomorrow.
It'd be unfortunate if she wasn't.
Are they closed the schools already?
Yeah. Right. My school district anyway.
Well, all right, here we go. Orgasm guru, Helix.
Well, now, I don't know. I want to say India.
You can.
I
we're not
going to
have you arrested and kicked out.
I'm going to then.
India.
Yeah.
Why India?
I don't know. I don't even know why I'm picking these things.
Russ?
That was pretty hot, actually. I'm going with Colombia.
Oh,
hot orgasms are Colombian. That is a very specific trigger.
Very. A trigger.
We just learned something about what Russ likes.
I grew up in the Bronx, guys.
Funny.
Said.
Funny. I was listening more to the music than the orgasm to see if I could get an idea what language it was.
Were you?
Yeah.
Cheater.
But I'm going to say Colombia.
Why? Because Russ seems so turned on?
No.
Turned on. I'm just walking funny right now.
Right.
You're going to be able to drive your car.
You're going Colombia. Is that based on orgasm Chase or music you think you heard?
A bit of both. A mixture of both.
Barely.
A combination of both.
A mixture of coming in Conga.
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh. Funny.
And Joe's girl.
Joe's girl says Philippines.
Mm. Oh, nice.
I'll tell you what. A man knows what a man likes.
Oh.
Colombia.
Yeah. All right.
All right, boys.
This was all over that one.
Yeah. Did you Simonize that seat?
Ew.
Please, you can say that about me, but it's too harsh for Russ.
Yes. All right. repeat what you said.
Is she making up her mind about something? Sounds like she's looking for shoes.
You know what that sounds like. Yeah. By the way, as soon as that orgasm kicks in, the wife comes down and gives a filthy look.
Right. Sorry. We're degenerates, dear. Yeah.
Just what an animal. Looking at Russ like you taught my daughter. Well, I'll ask my wife. Wife, would you like to name that orgasm?
No,
thank you. She will not partake.
Okay.
Oh, sensei.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Israel.
Israel. Joe?
I'm going Australia.
Australia. Pip?
I'm having a hard time with this one.
So is she.
Oh, you think she's shopping for shoes, stupid.
Yeah, well.
I'm going to say Britain.
Is that why you said Israel?
No. I didn't say Israel.
Oh.
Bella said Australia.
Oh, he said Israel.
I said Israel.
Oh, okay. I was going to make you an anti-Semite.
I'm going to say Britain.
How come?
I don't know. Because it sounded more like he said, like, making up your mind about something. That's like, that doesn't sound like super passionate, you know?
The Brits are wishy-washy when it comes to coming?
More
maybe.
Restrained. Oh, my.
A little restrained. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. I seem to have left a spot of tea.
No, that wasn't tea.
Would you like some icing on your crumpets?
Yeah,
oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, God.
Apparently, I splashed my sauce on it.
The Queen's shism.
Is that what he's doing?
It sounds like it, doesn't it?
That's my snooty.
He's
English
limited
voice.
With voices. Leave him alone.
No, it's cool. Uh-huh.
Joe's girl, what she got?
She said Norway.
Norway?
Really? Mm.
That was Britain.
Oh.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be great if like that song plays every time a Brit gets an orgasm?
Yeah.
Do I know my female orgasm or what?
You need to keep a stiff upper lip and see what splashes against it.
A stiff lower lip.
Find out.
You give it a question, I shall give an answer. All right.
I think you have to have put this game together at some point to be able to like tell the details.
That must be it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I put it together. I could never get the orgasms you gave.
Really?
No.
I don't,
because you're a sneaky Pete. You throw in shit that don't belong.
I know.
Like people speaking in tongues and stuff.
I do.
White guys sounding Puerto Rican and shit.
No, that's not. That's cheating.
Yeah, that's what Pip does. It's not cheating.
Well, there was
it's not cheating.
There was a Puerto Rican guy who kept saying my N word, oh yeah, my N word, because he's talking to his boyfriend on the video. And so everybody was like, oh, he's African American. I'm like, no, he's Puerto Rican, but his boyfriend's African American.
Sharpton's going to march on that cum.
Wow.
All right. Who should we go first on this one?
You say you hurt his feelings. I didn't hurt his feelings. I hurt more than that.
Did I ask you first on the last one? I'll ask you first.
Yeah, I think
so. All right. I'll ask Joe first then. Here we go. Oh.
that was the dryer. That was a vibrator.
Yeah, Joe knows what he's talking about.
Oh. What the hell else could it be?
Apparently a bee. I don't fucking know. It's a vibrator. Good for you, Joe. Your toys.
I thought she was getting shaved down.
Is it that exciting when they weed whack you, stupid?
I don't know.
How deep are they cutting? I don't understand.
I don't know, but she really likes shearing day. I don't know.
She's not a sheep. She's a broad. What is wrong with you? You're not wearing her like a fucking sweater, you animal.
Speak for yourself.
All right. Nobody touch her dress. Joe, name that orgasm.
I'm going to say Mexico.
Mexico. Why Mexico?
Because I think the dryer was going off.
What, was she the fucking maid? Did you just make that racist? You made her the maid?
Well, I can't put her at the car wash. It wouldn't make sense.
Good Lord. All right. Let's clean up Joe's mess.
Yeah, Norway. Sex toys, erotic orgasm.
All right.
Yeah.
Pip, name that orgasm.
The whole thing.
The whole shebang.
Sorry, Scandinavian.
Italy.
I don't know. How about you fucking pick?
I think Italy.
All right. You think Italy. Joe's girl.
She says India.
India. You're all wrong.
Oh.
Dead.
And I just noticed I picked Italy already.
Yeah, and you're an asshole.
I'm an idiot.
But I wasn't going to tell you.
It was one of the Asian chicks.
One of the Asian
chicks. Absolutely.
All
right. Let's continue down our orgasm odyssey.
Oh, we don't know.
By the way, the wife is very curious all of a sudden. This is the only time she's like, what was that? The dirty look. It's quite the compelling game, isn't it? Yeah, you like it. You like my dirty games.
Nice.
You see, she was very dismissive of me, but she settled in. She's surveying the debauchery.
Funny.
All right. Who should go first on this one, Pip?
Russ.
All right, we'll have Russ go first. Russell, Asia's a continent, stupid.
Yeah, I know. Korea is. Yeah, it's gonna be a Korean chick, probably.
It's gonna be a Korean chick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God.
You like the cut of her jib. Joan,
going with Korea as well.
Are you going with Korea as well?
See.
Pip?
It's Korea across the
You just
board.
Went going with Korea and then you went C. You are an asshole.
It's Korea across the board.
Korea, everybody's got
two.
You're all wrong.
Oh! Damn! We were so sure.
Wifey, do you want to guess?
I would have said Japan.
You would have said Japan? Can she play?
Yeah, why not?
She's wrong too.
All right.
Wow. That was quite the orgasm.
That was scary at first.
She got right to it. Yeah. That's what
it was like.
The clip caught her mid noise. The clip, what?
Sound like a cat. See?
What is with the fucking cat ladies with cat coming noises?
I heard cat in another one, too. I did. And they said I was a racist. I don't get that.
I didn't say you were because of Japanese and the Chinese and they eat them. You heard me. All right. Another orgasm. Pip, name that.
She seesawing back.
Sounds like she's blowing up a balloon, amongst other things.
She needs her inhaler.
Look at you trying to diagnose her. She sounds like she has emphysema. She should slow down. She should do less cardio.
She needs pristine mist. That's what they call it.
That's what I call it. Enjoy, here's some pristine mist. Pip, name that orgasm.
Israel.
Joe.
I'm going to go with Israel.
Are you? Like the president.
Yes.
Australia.
Wifey. Oh, you got no clue? You got nothing on this one?
Joe's girl says Australia.
You're all wrong.
Oh.
Wow.
Darn.
Pip has cooled down.
Yeah, I know.
She's in her refractory period.
She was rocking in her seat.
I was like...
Refractory
period. Like, Well, this one sounded more dog-ish.
What is she, Neptune? What?
Well, no, when a guy is flaccid after he comes, it's called a refractory period.
Oh, okay.
So I said Pip is in her refractory period. She's not a fucking planet.
I call it timeout.
You're not disciplining a child, you asshole.
I'm catching my breath.
No, go get me a sandwich, bitch.
No, I'm sleeping in the garage.
Funny.
All right. Pip looked like she was watching a prize fighting match. Like, oh, that was quite a shot.
Oh, no.
Oh, I didn't see that uppercut coming.
Funny.
Exactly.
Russ, name that orgasm.
I'm going to go with India.
India.
I'm going with India, too.
Why, Joe?
Because I think I heard that music in the background.
Are you going with the music?
Yeah, I caught that, too. There's that chimey kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pip?
I'm going with the Philippines.
Going with the Philippines. Why the Philippines? Sound like Filipino music to you?
No, it wasn't even the music. I was just...
listening to the game.
No, what?
You were actually listening to the game, unlike stupid
over
here.
Yeah, I was listening to the game, and I don't know. I don't know why.
All right, wifey? Oh, you're too good for this? As you I'm watching you as you strain to listen. You're not better than us. She's like arching forward and shit. Like, I don't see. This is when it'd be good to have, like, video to watch the fucking faces.
This is hysterical. I know, right?
And this. Split screen.
And Joe's girl says Mexico.
Joe's girl says Mexico. Pip Helix got that one.
Oh.
That was the Philippines.
Oh.
Thank you. I'm back on my roll.
Yeah, you are.
Is that what you call him?
Yes.
What? So what's the tally here?
Right now, Joe has two. Mm-hmm. Russ has one. Mm-hmm. Joe's girl has one. And I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wow.
Creep.
Creep.
I think freak is the term that's more acceptable.
Too much porn.
Yeah. I don't.
Yeah, she's sitting there. She's sitting there with the video, a vibrator, and an atlas.
I can understand 2 or 3, maybe 4 or 5. And what are we, not even 10 questions deep, so you got 50% correct.
You said deep.
You have like, yeah, you definitely have a porn account we don't know about.
I only watch porn for the show. Yeah.
Okay.
Famous last words.
Be dragged here. Okay.
Poor thing.
Trying to follow the plot.
Well, that is all of our... that's all of our orgasms. We've gone through them all. There was 4 that nobody guessed. I can play them again if you'd like to keep on.
Oh, yeah, bonus round.
Or boner round.
Quite the tag team of assholes you are. Would you like to keep playing?
Yeah, go.
Look at you like you can't be bothered. You wanted this.
I'm good. Yeah, I know. This is fun. It's good. I'm curious to see what the 4 are.
All right. Well, congratulations, Pip.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, game's not over yet.
The new champion.
Oh, no, she won. She won.
I'm waving.
Well, how many points? Oh, I got 2, yeah.
Yeah, right. I know. Well,
she's got 4.
I'm trying to wrestle my title away from Trucker Tom.
She's got 5.
All right.
Pip was on her O.
All right, okay.
But still, we haven't answered questions.
We do, Joe. Yes. We could do it to be continued.
Yeah, no, how would I sleep?
Better than these ladies. They're going to be sold. All right, here we go. Now, after this, if you don't get it, do you want me to tell you what it was?
Yes.
Yes.
If you don't, all right. So last chances. That's
last
what you
chance.
And I call that if people re-guess the thing they already guessed that was bad, I get to tell them, no, try again.
No.
Come on.
No, you don't get to make fucking rules.
Fine.
We're going to replay. We're going to play some other, or we're going to play the orgasms again.
Okay.
Russ, who was that? What was that?
Korean.
Joe?
I'm going India.
You're going India. Pip?
I am going Israel.
Look at you giving like fucking dirty looks to your paper.
Oh, and Joe's girl went with me, Israel.
Of course she does. She goes with you. Wife, do you want to guess? No. She's too good for this. She's just supervising. I can't be bothered.
She'll look within Crisley and with
disgust. Because God forbid she gets it right, then she's going to have to answer for that.
How do you know?
Well, I'll tell you what. On the rebound, Pip and Joe's girl got Israel.
Oh, oh hey okay. Now.
So there you go. So that's what Israel sounds like. She can afford toys. All right. Here we go. That version, Pip's head was going back and forth like she was blowing somebody, except her mouth wasn't open.
I still think this chick.
And by the way, the
nailer.
Face you make when you do it, not sexy. That's why we look at the top of your head. Because you know, you look like one of the Muppets. I go, yup.
Like a beaker.
Blah, 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 blah.
Beaker than a Swedish chef.
Hurdy, hurdy, coming in my ear. Leave a globbing in my feet. Joe.
Mexico.
Mexico. Okay. Pip.
Norway.
Norway. Ooh. Oh!
Both of those, actually. I have both of those in my head. All right, I'm going to get a rebel here.
You mean by taking too
Australia.
Long? Australia. Yeah. Joe's girl?
India.
That was Norway.
Wow.
Pip. Tell you what, Pip is in the spot. The G spot. Huddle, huddle, who?
Damn.
Wow.
And the last one. Well, Pip's like, I can't explain this talent.
I really can't.
I don't have a porn account. I really don't.
You're the cum whisperer.
My scary talent.
Why does she have such shiny fingers?
Or sticky.
I'm not touching them. Yeah. All right, last one. And I'll tell you what, Pip has really shown her dominance.
Yes.
I'd say so.
It's good to see that Pip has finally found a talent. We're so proud of you.
Thank you, thank you. I want to take my victory lap. I can't tell you what that consists of.
Well, I think I've already gone on record saying you can't fucking take laps. I'll put money on it. Yeah. So.
Man, so mean.
Do you think she can make it two times around the bases, like running bases? Running.
Jogging.
Running, not jogging.
Why are you making fun out of it, dude?
No, this was a serious conversation we had.
I know, but I'm
uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Well, I said no. Joe said yes. Because it's hard. I said it's hard to do.
It is hard. It ain't easy.
Yeah, I'm sure it's really hard.
Running one time around the bases, it's hard to breathe.
If I let it rip around one time, yeah, I'd be huffing.
If you let it rip, the fucking crowd would walk off the field. He farted around second base. He let it rip.
Crop dusted the entire
infield. Well, he can hit a ground ball now. Nobody's going to feel that.
Right. The catcher's wearing a mask. Yeah, we know. No, he's wearing a mask, a fumigation mask.
All right. Last orgasm. The last gasp, if you will. Who wants to go first on the last one? Don't all raise your hand.
I'll go first.
All right.
Britain.
Britain. Why?
She's got that Cockney voice. No pun intended.
We're waiting all night for that one, did you?
No. Rolling.
Russ?
Korea.
Why?
Oh. I'm just feeling it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Pip?
India.
Joe's girl?
Korea.
You're all wrong.
Oh. What is it?
What was that? It was a noisy check.
Mexico.
See? Really?
Really?
Wow. Well, you wouldn't know. You don't even talk to them. You just want to exclude them from our country.
The crow. The crow was Mexico. Yeah.
No, the crow was things Joe heard in his head.
No, it sounded like
no.
She was fucking a crow right
no,
off the
No, it does.
Really? You know what cats sound like fucking and crows. What the hell is going on in your house, wild America?
Wow. He's Ventura's house.
It's welcome Pip to Helix's, the bestiality hour.
Yeah. It's Pip Helix's wild kingdom.
Funny. So there was no Koreans, there was no Australians.
Oh, we guessed Korea a lot.
Yeah, and you were wrong a lot.
We did.
So, but Pip, really? Cocks off to you.
I love this your credit card bill at the end of the month.
You know, this shit's free now, stupid.
You came clean on that.
Yeah, you don't know, in case anybody's listening.
No, seriously.
Yes, you have to buy a subscription now.
Really?
No.
I just got a Costco for batteries.
Yeah, yes, Russ, this is where your sponsor dollars are paying for this.
That's fine. I'm all for it.
So what did you think of your first time playing
the game? I thought it was very fun. Thank you very much. That was awesome.
You can cross that off the fuck it list.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Come look anytime.
Look at him smoking a cigarette.
I know, right?
It's a very erotic game.
Watching Pip rock back and forth in his seat with a
The wife just gave
I'm exhausted.
The wife just gave a shake of the head. Meanwhile, you are now part of the debauchery. So stop. So stop.
You're not above this.
Yeah, you're not. No, never she's been so riveted.
Yeah, as you're listening with intrigue.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Enough. Enough. We get it. You're a filthy animal like the rest of us.
There's that girl.
Hey. You're married good. Dad.
Well, but...
Funny.
Did I not promise after that very serious first segment that there would be laughs tonight?
Oh, yes, and debauchery.
Yes.
And I think we fulfilled all of this.
Yes, we most certainly did. Well, we got a movie to record. So
yes.
Good luck, guys.
We got to thank some folks.
Yes.
Russ, what would you like to tell us about TAO of Energy?
Well, check us out. Just sponsoring the show. It's great. It's big. It's huge. Bigly. Build the wall.
You're only going to go this way?
It's cool. Go on to something
he looks exciting. Like he spent, like he went around with every one of those chicks.
I'm telling you. I'm shot. But no, go on to something more exciting, like, your restaurant sponsor. That's a good one. Yeah, it's good food down there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Pip gets to say succulent meat.
She'll try.
Well, here I go. Sometimes you feel like a
here
slice.
Here I go. Don't you mean here I come after that segment?
Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Giancarelli is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, or have it delivered. Or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.GenCarelli'sPizzaNJ.com. That's www.GenCarelli'sPizzaNJ.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff. Old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Giancarelli's.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive let's try that again. Take two. Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villain setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which is produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, what we got coming up?
We got a show coming up on the books. I'll let you know when I know for sure.
All right. When we know, we will let you know. So experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more. Call them. 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Put away your wand.
Was it the Mexican chick, Joe?
Hey, you're right.
She threw you off.
I was titillized.
Okay. Oh, I thought you'd do your thing now.
Oh, you did both yours?
Yeah. No, not this is the other one.
Uh-oh.
This is going south quick.
Do I have to get another orgasm queued up?
Hang on. It's our last one. I'm hungry and horny.
Back home, huh? You want to try again now, stupid?
Yeah.
Should have played that for you as you stammered through.
It's late.
It is.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Side-Splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs, sidesplittingproductions.com. If you want a comic, where are the people to go to? 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094, sidesplittingproductions.com. Pip.
You need to listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com, especially when my husband, Mr. Helix, is playing his show, Drive Time, 3 to 6 p.m. Every weekday from Monday to Friday. Good radio, good music, good... good.
You sure about this?
Wow. I screwed that up. Sorry, honey. Is there an orgasm going on behind?
Yes, because that was so bad. We needed.
Is that this is what it's come to?
Look at you. You're very punny.
Man. Oh man, just listen to a show.
You suck.
I know. Well.
What are you? What were you like? Irish? You were you Irish and German?
Yeah, mostly.
We'll have to get you on record. It'll be like a mix of Irish, German, and cats.
Funny. My turn?
Yes, John.
Yay. Friday night, I will be at the Comedy Haven at Molly Maguire's. I will be featured. I'm stupid. I'll be with Sheba Mason.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It's a long night. We do the movie things. So I'll be with Sheba Mason and Andrew Lee.
You're not featuring. You're headlining.
Yeah, I know.
You just said I'm going to be featuring.
You did.
Did I?
That's why. That's why I'm playing an orgasm now for you. Yeah.
That helps us.
Why are people going to headline you when you insist on featuring when you promote this shit?
I'm a feature, damn it.
How dare you headline me and give me more time and better money? Yeah. Fuck you. I will go to the middle.
Yeah, fuck you.
Joe's going to headline. You're going to get to see a lot of Joe. You'll enjoy yourself. Joe's making the most money on the show. Go on, Joe.
And all this will happen at 9 p.m.? On Saturday, and it's located 1085 Clark.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
1085 Central Avenue, Clark. I got one more plug to go.
You're standing like a prick.
This is late. 732-388-6511 for reservations. So, Comedy Haven, Molly Maguire's. I will be headlining, featuring Sheba Mason with MC Andrew Lee. 9 p.m. showtime. Doors 8 o'clock. 1085 Central Avenue, Clark, New Jersey. 732-388-6511 for reservations. And that is Friday. On Saturday, I will be at Rock.
Wait, what? Now this Friday on Saturday?
No, that was Friday. Now Saturday.
What will then be now?
Do I have to do your reads for you guys to promote your shit?
Yes.
You understand.
Okay. No. It's your fucking reads.
I've been up since 5 o'clock this morning, worked a full day, been working the phones all day, 3 hours of rush hour traffic, a 3-hour show, and now I'm doing the plugs.
Would you like a 6:30 bedtime and a cheeseburger with your
yeah,
favorite
I would mind. Would not mind. I will be at Rockwell Saturday, 105 Wolf's Lane in Pelham, New York, 10803. Why am I reading the zip code?
Fucking ponderous.
I know.
That's a wrap.
914-738-5881 for reservations. So come on down. Show starts at 8 o'clock.
Thursday, January 18th, Side Splitting Productions presents live comedy at the River Grill in Newburgh, New York, starring Coleman Green. For tickets, call 845-561-9444. 845-561-9444. Thursday, River Grill. Check it out. All right. We're going to sign off here because... We're going to fuck up a movie, apparently.
There's more to screw up, so we're going to stop here.
No, yeah. There's more to screw up.
There's
more. That's what concerns me.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, Russ, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank
always
you,
always a
Russ.
Good time.
Yes.
Thank you for telling us absolutely. How you ruined your daughter's life.
Yes.
Much to our amusement.
I insisted in her progression as a young adult.
Is that how you see it?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
She ain't never going to tell you nothing.
No.
All right. Yeah. So thank you guys for listening. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it, right? I don't got anything else to say.
Yeah, unless we want to alarm the authorities.
This is the way we do our plugs, and they goes, well, I run out of things. Well, I don't know. Maybe we'll go now.
should we go?
I thanked Russ. I tolerated you two.
Let's call the show.
I appreciate the audience listening
there
in.
There you go.
I hope everybody in Michigan avoided the fucking meteor.
Check a Rooney.
Yes.
Next.
I haven't heard from Tom since this.
Tom's probably glowing green.
Funny.
Joe's so, girl said, fun show. Congratulations on your orgasm knowledge. Yay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I recognize the best orgasms.
I recognize international orgasms.
It would be great.
We're going to build a wall around the Mexican chick. We're never going to hear her come again.
Fine.
Boy.
All right. That's enough. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on.